I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. I've always loved the twang of Duane Eddy. I wondered how a man beloved for surf guitar could grow up in the Arizona desert. But as you'll hear, Mr. Eddy has traveled an array of routes to guitar mastery. Eddy was a teenager in Arizona when he began sneaking into clubs and backing up local country bands. He soon stepped to the front of the stage with his twangy riffs, evoking images of a car racing across the desert on 40 miles of bad road, or the noir TV soundtrack Peter Gunn. Surf guitar players in California took a cue from Eddy, and players from B.B. King to George Harrison have sung his praises. I asked Duane Eddy what drew him to the guitar.
When I developed my sound, I realized the bass strings were more powerful than the treble strings, more guts to them. Added a little echo, and off we went. I grew up listening mainly to country music. Hank Williams Sr. was a huge influence on me. Of course, guitar player-wise, there was Merle Travis, Les Paul, and Chet Atkins. And then, of course, when Elvis Presley came along, that was the icing on the cake and the turning point for me. That's when I decided I really wanted to do this.
Now, your earliest years were spent up in upstate New York, I understand.
That's right. Up until I was about 12, 13, and then we moved to Tucson, Arizona.
Why Arizona?
That was my fault. I wanted to see the Cowboys and the Indians. I figured I was going to see Gene Autry riding up any minute, or Roy Rogers. So my dad just saved up some money, and we had a little country store up there, which he sold, and put the kids in the car and headed west. I remember on the trip out, every time we'd stop at a diner or something, I'd hear Patti Page's Detour, which I later recorded. I just love that song and love that record.
And at what point do you say to yourself, well, I need a guitar, I want to learn that?
Oh, I had a guitar since I was 5 years old. I went down in the basement one day and asked my father, he said, what's that? He says, that's a guitar. And he showed me three or four chords that he knew, learned a couple more chords. I didn't realize you could play up the neck till I was about 9 years old, and started working when I was 15. I teamed up with a friend of mine. We were in a little town south of Phoenix, about 60 miles, just off the Indian reservation there, called Coolidge. This new DJ came into town and wanted to record us. It was his first job out of school, out of DJ school.
I didn't know there was a DJ school.
Well, you know, Columbia School of Broadcasting.
Right.
Yeah. And the DJ's name happened to be Lee Hazelwood, who went on to produce my early hits and also co-wrote most of the hits.
Was anyone else in Phoenix making something like rockabilly, rock and roll, what you were doing?
We were all doing it, really. I mean, all the country acts. Because I figured rockabilly is just country music with drums, basically. Rebel Rouser, for example. Some people call it rockabilly. Some people call it country. Some people call it rock and roll.
Songs like Stalkin' and The Lonely One. You got a tune like Rebel Rouser. They seem to have a kind of a lonely, loner, rebellious mood.
That's kind of the attitude of the American teenager at that time, you know, the James Dean, the Marlon Brando. Our idea of rebelling was to go have a good time, to go dancing and grow sideburns, you know. And I think the desert played a part in that.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I used to go out and write a lot of my songs in the desert just by myself. Take my Jeep and drive out there and my guitar and come up with an idea and then bring it back and finish it off with Lee or something. And a lot of it came from there.
I wondered if you wouldn't mind walking us through Movin' and Groovin', your first record.
Well, there's not much to it. I had two licks, the high one and the low one. I showed them to a friend of mine one day. He said, why not put them together? I said, oh, yeah.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 5 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.